Hello, Ken.
Kendra! Hi.
Is this our first one of 2020?
It is.
Well, technically, no, because we really waited till New Year's. Was that New Year's Eve or New Year's Day?
I think it may have dropped New Year's Day, but it was due New Year's Eve.
No, it did technically drop New Year's Eve.
Did we get it New Year's Eve?
Yes. Like, right later than it should have.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine. No.
It wasn't a 4 a.m. drop. But anyway, that's beside the point. This is the first time I'm talking to you in 2020, Ken.
I know. That's crazy. How's it going so far?
Like, via recording. We've talked.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, I know. We're constant communication via mostly social media.
Yeah. Predominantly memes.
Sharing memes. Yes.
How are you feeling about the year as a whole?
Well, it's hard to talk about it in any light terms because it seems to be going right down the shitter.
It is. Like an entire, not just like a whole country's on fire, a whole country and continent is on fire.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
There's a lot going on, as we know. And really, that's not what this show is about. We don't
not
really tackle
at all.
That stuff.
That's why we're just going to actually just sidestep and just say, want to know what? Let's all just like put a little respect in. Let's all watch Hugh Jackman and Nicole Kidman in Australia and really just like show a little bit of our love.
Okay.
Like make donations, but then also watch Australia, the 3-hour epic.
I was looking through a
movie of the decade. Maybe.
I was looking through some sort of service recently. I think it might be one we share and I just checked like the list, like, you know, you can like put a watch list up and someone had added Australia and I was like, oh,
I don't even think that was me.
I didn't think so either. Cause when I was looking at it,
three times in theaters. I'm actually good on that film. I don't ever have to see it again.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Oh.
But I'm good.
You're good. Yeah. I've never seen it. I really don't have any interest, but I do want to support the people.
You should.
Australia.
You would love it, Ken.
Speaking of this, though, and sort of the weird awkwardness of not being super serious all the time because everything is super serious. I watched the Golden Globes last night.
Yeah, the Golden Globes.
The Golden Globes. And it was a weird one. I mean, not just because Ricky Gervais, was pulling his, like, I don't care what you think.
Right, exactly.
Then don't do it. Like, I don't, you know, like.
We have actually the perfect job for you.
Yeah,
not this.
Like, Amy Poehler and Tina Fey go out there and they shit on everyone and they do it with a way that's like, we're still happy to be part of the party because this is a party and we're celebrating our community. It's not like anything too serious because
right.
It's the Golden Globes, but like they're not above it. And then this guy's like, oi, you know, it's just like whatever. But the whole
I didn't watch it, by the way.
Well, the whole tone was very weird, and part of it's because of just how things are now. But anyway,
the point is,
I don't have a great button on that. Although, you know what? Let me say one thing, and I know this is a long opening.
No, I'm ready for it.
And I'm going to get a little serious here. But at one point in the whole thing, at the beginning, Ricky Gervais said, you're all hypocrites. You all work for these major corporations that do all these horrible things. So don't get up here and say any speeches about politics because you don't know anything. So just grab your little trophy and get the fuck out of here. And people cheered, and there's something funny about that. But it's also it's such an example of actual privilege to be like, oh, well, you're part of this bad thing, so you don't get to talk. And it's like, that's the whole issue, is like, we're all in this together.
Right.
So here's the thing, we're all hypocrites, but we all should be talking. And we all should be saying, and again, I'm not trying to be too serious, but I just wanted to point out that one thing that he said that I thought was utter bullshit.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just, you know.
Also, I think Ricky Gervais's thing is sometimes really fun and enjoyable, and sometimes not.
You want to die.
Well, sometimes you're just like, because he's always been very politically aware and like kind of, and like exactly what you're saying, like the bullshit detector.
He's got that libertarian bent that or slant that makes it like 80% of the time you're like, wow, insightful, and he's really going. He's like,
and then
speaking,
sometimes he's like,
truth to power.
You're not all gonna make it in the end times, and you're like, dude, gross.
Honestly, like if my faith, wherever it is, if it's ever wavering, if I just like watch him talk about like atheism for 2 seconds, I'm like, praise Jesus. What are
you're
we
like,
doing? Let's start a
he is risen,
religious society.
Let's
go. But we do have sort of a religious society because we do. Well, I mean, let's
Wait,
not say
no, no.
we.
worship Perry Gilpin. But, I mean, we have a whole podcast and we've been doing it for over a year. So we're pretty...
Almost two years. Because she's great. Because
she's great. So, speaking of Perry Gilpin.
Yes, we are. We do.
Praise. 4 degrees. 3 degrees.
2 degrees. Of Perry Gilpin.
As promised. Yeah, and as improperly cut from a previous episode, we're going back, even though you guys are like, we're in the 20s now. Yeah. We're in the 20s. I don't even know the 10s. But we're going to say...
That's true.
We're in the 10s still, and we're going to give you a quick recap. Very quick. Really just flying by the seat of our pants a little, only what we remember.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about movies and TV from the last decade.
Listen, we make a promise and we will keep it. It might take us days. It might take us weeks. Years.
It might get...
Decades.
It might get swapped and then Little Women's put in its place.
And then
rightfully.
We might forget about it, which I don't think that's technically lying. If you don't follow up, if you truly forget, mm-hmm. the intent isn't there. And for me, intent is everything.
Yep. I think you're right, Ken.
Thank you. Case closed. Wait.
Okay, so do you want to do some movies or should I do some TV?
How do you want to start this?
I'm feeling ready for anything. As you can see, I'm in this really good, like...
You are in a very zen pose. I feel... Now I wasn't intimidated and now I don't know what to do. Like, I'm questioning everything
I've
done with my life.
I'm crisscross applesauce, everyone. On a chair.
I do want to point out one thing that's pretty obvious is, like, I do sound pretty sick. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I don't feel
and
that
he
bad.
He isn't.
Yeah, I'm
he's,
not bad.
He's a fucking fake. you heard it here first. Man's faking it.
It's one thing about New York is it almost immediately made me feel welcome, but it also hates my throat.
Yeah.
And it's constantly...
And it's right, too.
Yeah. Well, my throat really is a horrible throat. We've talked about this in the pod before. but it's one of those things where, for some reason, the air, I'm constantly have a sore throat. I'm an old croak boy.
I'm remembering just TV shows I loved right now and then just tossing them down.
Oh, okay. All right, do it then. You're jumping in. I love it.
Okay.
We got TV shows is the first segment on the Decade in Review.
So I think I'm going to do one that's a little pertinent to today.
Okay.
Or Golden Globes.
The Globes.
Fleabag.
Yes.
Season 2 won two gold. Well... She won one.
And then
the show won one, mm-hmm. which is like her winning one because she is the show.
Yes.
And
when Olivia Colman got up because she won for The Crown.
Yes.
She even mentioned Fleabag. She was like, oh, Fleabag too. So, I mean, that's kind
everybody
of a win.
Everybody likes
half
it.
Half a win, I'm calling it.
Yeah,
I would
call that 2.5.
Yep.
But yeah, anyway, definitely. I think that's like my number one show of the decade. I just had never seen anything like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it did so many things that I didn't think I would like. Like, I've never liked talk to camera. I've never liked all of these things. I've always been like, ugh. Especially when British shows do talk to the camera. They're so freaking
really?
Theatrical. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's
the thing about Kendra. She does not like theatrics.
I do not.
She, any sense.
I like drama, but never theater vibes.
I think the thing you like the least is any effort. Like, if you can sense effort, I think you have an issue with
I
that.
I do.
So, like, I just think if you look at the camera, right, and you break that wall, what you're basically, if for you, you're like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay. You're trying.
Oh, you're trying this. You're trying to be clever, aren't you? Yeah. Let's see how that goes.
But what's so good about Fleabag is... No. It feels like she isn't, like,
no.
She's just chaos.
Well, first of all, she also did it in a way that was pretty unique and very fun. It was very quick. I think it's one of those things where if you do it more often, which she does,
mm-hmm.
it's part of the show, obviously. It's not as much of a shtick. It's just actually... And the way they...
not monologues.
Right. And
they're
side
like,
glances.
Yeah, they're just like, extra joke.
And the way they built it into the story where he notices when she's looking at the camera and he's like, where'd you go there? I mean, wow.
Oh,
you just set us up and you knocked us down. We've talked about this show a lot on this show. But it's because...
It's because we're constantly doing an aside to each other saying, Fleabag, what a great show.
Yeah.
You guys can't see the asides. It just seems like we're talking.
And where there's a fox in the room. It's a whole thing.
I'm just constantly going for priests. It's a whole
thing. Since the show's come out, it's been an issue. Not only for your boyfriend, John, but just for all of us to see this, you know.
We call him Father John now. Yeah. Sorry, that was overly funny to me. Okay, so that's number one. That's like pinnacle. Yeah. That's like some true, honest, what I love. Also, just like her as a person, even though I don't know her, I think I like her as a person. I feel weird saying that because I don't know.
Who are you talking about right now? Oh, Phoebe Waller-Bridge. Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. Next up. What show do you think it's going to be?
Is it The 100?
It is 100% The 100.
Nice.
I obviously.
Has it? Was that on this past year?
It wasn't.
Oh, it was. Because you did not mention it as your top of the year. Or you just like.
It's because I was saving it for the decade. Because really what that show is a full thing. Yeah. And I recently realized that like the whole thing really, it's got a lot of seasons to it. And all of them have these like really complicated storylines. Like honestly, the first season's the least good. But I don't know.
I hate when that's the case, by the way, because I want to watch from the beginning. And then if I know the first season is that good, I don't even want to start it.
I know.
This whole thing. And I'm not making an excuse. That's why I haven't watched this show, because
I mean, really, with the amount of love I spew for the show.
Yeah, it's too much love spewed, though.
Definitely.
You need to spew less, is what I've told you.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair idea. But, and also, the first season isn't bad. It just, like, goes a completely different way. Like,
no, you think they corrected it.
I think they corrected it. Well, yeah. It's, like, a bit, I mean, it's a CW show, and they were selling it as a CW show, and then the moment they were good. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They had enough viewers and it was all like, it's well liked.
Yeah.
Then it's like, cool, so we're going to go more sci-fi now. And like, we're going to do some of the work that we weren't doing before.
Yeah. Well, they had some ideas to heighten it and make it better. Which,
and
how many seasons has it been?
I think six.
Okay.
Plus.
And you're saying from two on, it's just a go.
I think so.
I mean, you watch one.
Well, and I loved season one, too, right. But I just think the very beginning.
Wait, one, two, or one or two? Which?
Like, the, well, because there's two half. Like, no. There's two parts to season one and, like, mm-hmm. the first one half. It's just, like, a lot of teen drama in the first one. But there's a shift that happens in the first season that really makes you be like, oh, this isn't that type of show, which I appreciate. And you just have a lot of. They have, there's like a few time jumps throughout it so that the actors are actually the correct age to the people.
Mm.
Like, because before it's like these like older actors playing like, I'm 17 and just came down from space. And quickly, like they make up for that where you're like, this makes sense, you know, and you feel, you have a lot more like positive.
No, like there's like radioactivity that causes everyone to look
older. No, they do not go that way. They're instead just like,
hey, I'm 12. How are you?
Life's hard out here.
Life's hard.
Not enough oxygen. Sound like I'm a smoker.
Oh,
wow.
Hey. God.
Okay. Should I continue to go down like the, I'm going to say The Leftovers.
Do how you want to do it. Because I'm going to, just so you know, for movies, I'm going to have to jump around. Because I can't do that to you or the audience as me just like run down the list. Because what I did was, I did a top 15. And then I did another 10 for honorable mention. So, I mean.
Here I am feeling bad about my list. A casual dabbling of 7 and I'm probably only going to mention 5.
What am I
left to think here?
Well, no, you're just a normal human being, whereas I, this is haunting me and I haven't been sleeping. That's why I sound like this. But anyway.
Okay, next up, The Leftovers.
Leftovers, yep.
I've
this
talked about it a
listen.
Lot.
I need to watch, listen to. I need to listen.
I mean,
I need to listen to you. I need to watch it.
See, I would almost rather you watch The 100 and just watch the first and last episode of The Leftovers.
But the thing with The Leftovers, oh, you've said that before, first and last. But the thing with Leftovers is it's only 3 seasons?
Yep. It's not much.
3 seasons, not 6 or 7.
Yeah, but The Leftovers is great, but The Leftovers is in the past, and it is weird. Like, there's
I love
like,
how your celebration of The Leftovers is saying, yeah, watch The 100.
Well, there's a reason it was number two.
Well, I think I told you, and I didn't watch it because I read that book and I really hated it. I hated
the
that
Leftovers
book.
Book. Yeah. I didn't even know it was a book, Ken.
Yeah.
It's on my top list.
I'm forgetting, is it Tom Perata? I might be mixing that up. I thought it was the guy that did Little Children, which is a messed up movie, too. But anyway, I read that book and I was like, oh, I hate this. And then it came out with a show and I was like, eh. But everyone loves it. And especially, yeah. It's one of those shows that they say just got better as it went along to the point where the last season was brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, I know you like the first season, too, but would you agree with that? Or like, you're like...
Yeah. No. I don't know. It's right. It was a long time ago when I watched it. But I did think that... I don't mind a more linear plot line, and that's definitely what exists in the first season, and I didn't mind that. And then things just start going a little bit more hog wild.
I just want to let you know, sort of a side comment, but Justin Theroux was in the show, right? Mm-hmm. And while he was on the show is when he was with Jennifer Aniston.
But
well, yeah, I mean, he's showing everything, I think, right?
I don't remember.
Well, maybe not. Maybe not front butt, right?
Imagine just being.
But
like,
I know he was shirtless a lot, right? Because he's like this, like ripped dude.
Well, plus
it's like, oh, I gotta be
well,
shirtless.
And he would always be like, "What happened?"
Like, I feel like post-apocalypse, you double down on shirts.
Well, but it's not really post-apocalypse.
Oh.
Well, wait.
Wait, don't ruin it for us. It's post something, right?
It's post an event.
Half the world leaves or whatever.
It's only 10%.
Oh well, whatever. Yeah.
But I'm just saying it's not that.
So
many.
The world got decimated. This is what decimated means. 10%.
Oh.
It's true. But anyway, he was dating Jennifer Aniston at the time. And the only reason I bring that up is I was in a meeting today that quickly devolved into my coworkers. Two or three of them started to talk about how Jennifer Aniston's always been awful. And she's not a not good actress. And she doesn't have any talent. And I had to defend Jennifer Aniston.
Mm, never where you thought
I'm
you'd be.
I'm not even an Aniston.
Okay.
I just thought of that.
That was
just
good. Did. That was good.
But I was like, oh, come on. She's been great.
Were they
a lot
coming
of
for your throat?
They were. Just in time, too. Anyway, back to <wait.
laughs> Point is, good show. I've talked about it way too much on this show, as I have with The 100. But I think it is good. It was really, to me. Also, I want to be clear. This is not anyone else's decade list. This is my decade list.
Yeah,
not that it would be. But I'm just saying, like... I can't remember anything before 2015, so you're only going to find things from 2015 and above on this list. That's not my fault.
Well,
that's my brain's fault.
So just so you know, my movie list is heavy with the second, the latter half of the decade.
Yeah, it's because we have
but
better
I
memories.
But I also did Google and look through movies of 2010, movies of 2011 to make sure I wasn't forgetting any movies. I don't know if you did that with TV shows.
I want to be clear. I didn't do any of that.
TV shows are so
There's
hard.
There's a million
yes,
TV
no,
shows.
Over this. Yeah.
Everyone's always making a TV show.
And the thing with the movie thing, too, is you see these lists that are like top 100 of the decade. And obviously some people, you know, different movies land at different places and stuff. But for the most part, if you look at top 10s for the decade, it's a lot of the same movies.
Yeah.
It's crazy. There's a lot of consensus there. Which is just like kind of sad. In a
yeah.
Way. With TV, you really it's harder to do because there's so much, and there's been so much good TV too. So I think you, I mean specifically, I mean your taste is it's, you can't question it.
It's impeccable.
But I also just think this is part of the reason for the show, and it's part of the fun with TV is that honestly, I think it's cool to hear someone's different view mm-hmm. of the decade because I'm sure that I haven't seen The 100. And maybe I need an ass kicking to see The 100. I don't know. Anyway, go ahead. What do you got next?
Okay. Next up is the show Sweet Vicious.
Oh, yeah.
Which I...
Did that get canceled?
Yes, it did, yeah, Ken. Fire. After one season. Want to know why? It got caught on an MTV. I was really waiting for a why back.
Oh, why? Why?
Because... MTV decided to go back to reality.
Oh, right. Yeah, you've talked about this on the show.
One of my least favorite genres. Sorry to everyone who likes reality TV. I know it is good. You'll see my one reality show pick on this list.
Ooh, intriguing. A little Vanderpump.
Anyway, no. But I was very frustrated with that because it... Creak.
Creak.
I just felt like that was such an amazing show that was coming at the perfect time. That was almost like a little too early.
Mm.
Because the crazy part is the Me Too movement hadn't even happened right. yet. And that's the other thing that you have to remember is like that was like.
It's like a couple years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like nothing happens in a normal. Like that feels like it was like that was forever ago, and it's like holy shit, no, it was like.
And can that, I just say
it's by my Spider-Man rules. It was 2 months ago.
It's so recent, and it's also sad because the way I've heard Me Too being referenced recently has been like in a dismissive way, or in a way talking about how it's been like this like horrible scourge.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Or we're I still... just feel like people being like, it's been handled after the Me Too movement. And it's like, oh, it has not been handled.
Nothing's been handled.
Nothing's handled. But the point is, Sweet Vicious, that was that show that was really fantastic. And it was two girls are in college. And one of them is like defending the campus from like rapists. And then the other joins her, and like they're like kind of like a ass fighting team.
Ass fighting?
Like fighting assholes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But as I was saying, it didn't make any sense.
Dick fighting.
And
team.
I recognize that. I think I'm also thinking of the TV show Kick-Ass because it kind of had some similarities
okay.
to that.
Yeah.
It was
wait the movie.
Kick-Ass. The movie, sorry, the movie.
No, I didn't know if there was a TV show.
There probably was, but there wasn't.
Yeah.
And it was so great, and I'm just so mad that it was canceled. And it just makes me want to just say, because you did honorable mentions, I'm gonna do my little MTV honorable mentions. The TV
Go
show.
Fuck yourself. Oh, okay. Because you were like mad at them. Like,
no, because they had a ton of good. Yeah. They had so much good scripted TV, and then they just botched it all. But Faking It was another show that I've talked about, and it was great. Just a story where everyone was kind of bi, so everyone could like everyone, and it was just like a great. I think that should be the plot line for more TV shows in our modern era.
I agree.
Like it's like we're there. Let's go. Like let's get where we need to go. Okay, should I do my reality pick?
Yeah, what's the reality pick?
It's Big Dreams, Small Spaces. It's that gardening show.
Oh yes. Wait, this is pretty recent, so right?
Yeah.
The last few years.
No, actually, I'm realizing like Faking It, like Awkward, another MTV hit that I loved.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
that was probably in the beginning of the 2010s.
Yes.
So that's something.
I think you told me about Awkward when we first met, but right around then. And that was, if you do the math, 12 years ago. I don't know. I didn't even go.
No, but it was
funny.
probably 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. And then final, it's still technically an MTV Teen Wolf.
Oh my God, that's right. I mean, I should have guessed that one.
Teen Wolf, a hit. Through the.
Can I just say, like, Teen Wolf? When you say you like Teen Wolf, and I know John loves it too, I'm like, it's the most where I'm like, oh, she likes watching hot people. This is like.
See, one of the craziest part is, like, I don't think
right.
that's what I take from it. Like, because I get uncomfortable during the scenes where they have them shirtless. Like, I don't
absolutely,
like that
absolutely.
Type of.
But it's a good type of uncomfortable.
No, I just like that.
No, I said that because I know it's not true, but when anytime you bring it up, I'm like, oh, right, it's just, you know.
No, there's no. Because I think that if you wanted to watch hot people, there's a lot of better shows that you could watch than, like, some weird MTV things. It really just shows my true love that I didn't expect of myself. It took me this whole decade to find out that what I liked was sci-fi. Despite me watching tons of sci-fi TV the entire time, yeah. I was like, I don't know what it is about these TV shows that I all like. And it's like, it was all that it's science fiction.
It was always sci-fi.
Yeah.
It's there with you the whole time.
I like science fiction and it's, you know.
Hey, you're not going to apologize for that.
This decade, I know myself. I call myself a sci-fi head. I say, show me that The Witcher. I'd love to see it.
Oh, did you see it?
I haven't seen it yet, but I've been so excited.
It looks interesting.
I think when John comes home, I think we are going to watch it.
Someone posted something like they needed to change his clothes, his like leather clothes, because he kept like rubbing them, wearing them out with his muscles. And someone literally posted like, that's not how clothes work. And I was like, well.
It's not how my clothes work. Normally I'm rubbing them because of like
But I've had leather that's been worn down, and I feel like that might be the case, right?
Oh, I think that's absolute bullshit for someone to say that's not how clothes work.
Huh. Well, you know what? I'm on the Twitter, and it's just causing me consternation.
I'm just saying, like, my pants constantly, like, rip in the ass. Listen,
we don't need to get into that. That's, like, my number one problem.
Right, exactly. So, like, if that can happen...
Is jean ass... The ass part of the jean deterioration?
Mm-hmm.
I mean... It's my one thing.
It's the thing. So all I can say is that person is incorrect to think that he wouldn't well, by rubbing his clothes.
Don't worry, I wrote back to them.
Good. Yeah, you were I made a big as a big leather aficionado. I've worn much leather and can tell you.
Yeah. Well, let us who know leather really speak to this. All right, hon. You know.
Yeah, anyway, I believe it. I'm excited to see The Witcher.
The Witcher.
The Witcher. I got a little synopsis from someone at a family party that I went to. So I'm like fully on board.
Okay.
Fully on board.
I love a good synopsis.
Yeah. I was like, oh, and he was like, this is the best show ever.
Oh, it was like.
He was very positive. So he also is a fan of it, but. Okay, Ken?
Yep. What do I got? I need like 30 minutes to go over this.
No. You get a casual 10.
That's very nice of you. Thank you. Well, as I mentioned, I have about 10 honorable mentions and then 15.
Can I like read the honorable mentions as if they're sliding by on a screen?
Well, I was going
to... Like just like... Dun, 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 and then it's just like... Let me guess. Godzilla.
Didn't make the list.
Not the honorable mention?
No. It fell off all my lists when I betrayed it.
Oh wow, you did betray it, that was wrong.
It was wrong, and I'm never gonna get over that. Actually, I will read them as if
Are you gonna start with the honorable mentions? I kind of like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna start them. I did have one explanation for a few of them, but that's what we've just agreed. I'm not gonna do that. So here are my honorable mentions, read aloud in a bloodless.
I'm going to make little, like, a cheers when I like one.
Exsanguinated tone.
I've never even heard that word.
Gravity. The Master. Manchester by the Sea.
Woo.
Get Out.
Woo.
You Were Never Really Here. Social Network. Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Boo.
Inside Llewyn Davis. True Grit. Nice Guys.
Boo, just because of how much you like it.
That's fair. Like, you like that movie way too much. Like, fuck you.
Like, I liked Nice Guys when I saw it. I was like, this was really fun, but boo.
I have rewatched it. I you know.
You've rewatched it maybe 15 times. You've worn out the Amazon purchase.
The ribbon. Yeah, the ribbon's been worn out. Yeah.
The ribbon on your Amazon purchase.
I've had to put duct tape in there.
Oh, want to know what that means? What? That one with Joaquin Phoenix is going to be on your top list.
It is going to be my top. Well, so that's what I was going to... So as an explanation for my top, because honestly, anything I just mentioned, and probably a few other movies that I won't even mention, could be... I found this to be really difficult to do a decade list. I'm a growing person. Things have changed. I've tried to figure it out. It is, as I said, latter half heavy. But I did try and mix...
You put Gravity in there? That was early?
That's a little early, yeah. I did try and mix like my fave with... like what I actually think is the best. This is like sort of trying to be a mix of that. Like I didn't want to do...
Well, so you didn't want to do my take.
What is that? Oh, that's just like... No, but I think...
This is who I am.
You picked quality stuff there. Right.
That is very nice of you to say. Well, I believe it's quality stuff, but...
I also put the
Fosters on the list, but I took it off.
The Teen Wolf thing throws me a bit.
I know. Ken, I just need you to give it a fucking go.
You know, here, I'll throw this out randomly. Number 10 is Mission Impossible Fallout. It's my 10th favorite film.
I told you how me and my family started it and then stopped it. We were like, we can't do this.
Yeah.
But that's because I guess the whole family hates Tom Cruise as much as I do. It's not like I was raised in a place where I didn't learn to hate Tom Cruise on my own. I was trained to.
Right. Well, you come from a family that... I think takes glee in hating the right people.
Oh, the right, good people to hate.
Honestly, and I think that's fair. I come from a family that we don't really get into that as far as like we're not gonna really care if like the person we're watching maybe has some skeletons in the closet. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just there for the ride. Yeah. You know? And honestly, like, I've heard enough people, I will admit this, I've heard enough people say, I know it's rough to say, but I love Tom Cruise. I'm like, I've heard enough people say that where I'm going to say it now too.
Oh, wow.
I love Tom Cruise. I love his movies. He's made so many good movies.
I'm going to pull up the tape in 2030 and be like, look what Ken said.
Yeah. And then it'll be so awkward when I'm like, Ira on Keep It said he also loved like Tom Cruise.
It's like, citing your sources.
It doesn't matter. You stink.
Let's just do a quick commercial break.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey.
Continue on your list, Ken.
Well, so when I think of the decade and my favorite movies, honestly, there's two that are automatically one and two. And it's Carol and it's Phantom Thread. And that's when I realized that I am as much as I don't like to admit it, I'm a period piece.
He's
a period piece.
I thought there was going to be another word, but it's almost better like that.
I couldn't think of anything, and then I thought, well,
have
I'm a
you
piece.
Read the book, A Period Piece?
I haven't. What's that?
It's good.
What is it about? My mind's
it's like
going
a diary
all over the place with this.
Type thing from. Okay. Charles Darwin's granddaughter, and it's like about her childhood.
Oh.
It's really good.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. I'm like 90% sure. You know when you're like, did I flip the title on that with another thing?
Usually when you say something like that and you kind of question it, you're right.
Yeah. Thank you for
then
saying
then other
that.
Times you're like, I know this.
And then I'm like, dead wrong. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's... Anyway, we don't need to talk about...
I put Carol number one. I recently rewatched it.
You love it.
It's a gorgeous movie that I love.
Is that your
watching.
Number one?
It's my number one.
It should be your number one. I'm glad to hear that.
And as much as I give you shit for like, oh, I know why you like Teen Wolf, I like Carol because it's a beautiful movie.
Yeah.
And fucking Cate Blanchett's beautiful. And Rooney Mara's beautiful. And Sarah Paulson's beautiful.
I'm like, I am so thankful to you for you putting Teen Wolf and Carol in a sentence together.
You know, why
that
not?
That is like, that is some respect that I appreciate.
When I saw it recently, I saw it at the Metrograph, and it was introduced by the cinematographer, director of photography.
Wow. Did you drool?
Honestly, I was like, oh, what's this guy? Is this guy going to be good? And he was great because he did that thing where he got up and he was this older guy. He's like, I met with Todd Haynes, the director, and we had a vision. He wanted a lot of windows because he wanted, you know, people to be able to see the outside, but that's a different reality. And it was this like really like cool thing about they were trying to set up the movie. And he got to the point where he was like, not monotone, but like trudging along to the point where you're like, oh, this guy could go on for 3 hours. And then right when you thought that, he was like, all right, I guess let's start the movie. And everyone was like, all right, yay! Thanks, buddy. And it was such a fun crowd. Like everyone that was there had already seen it. So
was this the recent viewing?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
It's just...
Ken's a movie head.
Yeah, I love it. I love that movie. But, you know, I don't know...
It's a great number one.
And I also forgot how great the music was in that. And I think that's a theme for a lot of these. Phantom Thread is the same.
Is that your numero two, though?
That's number two. And I've talked about that before. Paul Thomas Anderson, he actually has... he could have had three movies in the top.
For me. Wow.
I put The Master in honorable mention because instead of putting that in the top 15, I wanted Inherent Vice in there. Because
is that number three?
No, Inherent Vice is nine, but it's one that I.
My favorite number. You put Inherent Vice.
Is it your favorite number?
It's my lucky number.
why? Because of your birthday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a lot of relevant nines in my life. That's because it's like 9-9.
Oh right. And you were born in 1909.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Number three, this is when I was like, I don't know what to do. At number three, I put Spider-Man to the Spider-Verse.
Wow. Oh, yeah. It was really good. Number three.
I thought it was great. I honestly, we're getting to the point, this is almost like in my top movie of the year, where I really feel like there's a one and there's a two, and then everything else can kind of fight.
It's all honorable mentions.
Like, and then for four and five, I did a little recency bias, because I really enjoyed this movie here. And my two favorite movies this year by far were Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Little Women. And I put Once Upon a Time in Hollywood as my number one for the year. But in this case, I swapped them and put Little Women at four and Hollywood at five.
Because when you look at a decade, you think men deserve to be lower. I agree, Ken. That's a great point, Ken. And I couldn't agree more.
I guess I agree with the two, but I want to seem pandering. You know, I have my own opinion.
Yeah.
Don't forget what I just said about Tom Cruise. Then number 6 and number 7, Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, that was really good.
And Blade Runner 2049.
I liked that too. Wow. Do you like pair these all up like
no,
twins?
No, just sort of, I was moving them around a little bit and finally it landed and I was like, oh, this kind of like a little
that.
Bit of a
little
thing.
Theme.
I think those two are, I'm talking about sci-fi, excellent sci-fi movies.
Mm-hmm.
God, I love that. Moonlight is number 8. It's a little bit of a outlier there. Recently we watched that again. Same shit. It's awesome. I mean, I was like, oh yeah, is this really that good? And then I watched it. I was like, yeah, it is, dummy. Number 9, as I said, Inherent Vice. This is one, along with number 10, Fallout, where I do think they are high quality. And I actually think Inherent Vice, I love the book. And the movie didn't quite get there with the book, but it's almost an impossible book to do. And he like almost nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about... It's about holding on to a belief in some sort of goodness when like nothing, everything is eroding around you. And it's like so relevant for today, mm-hmm. but it's set in the late 60s and it's pinching.
It's set on the beach.
Set on the beach.
And so it's eroding.
Right. And it's like a pinching thing where basically like none of us are in control of this because there are masters in the world and they're talking a secret code that we can never figure out and it's floating around in the air and it's poisoning us, but yeah. we can do what's right for each other. It's like kind of a hippie ideal.
That's what you took from that movie.
Yeah, but it is there.
I should maybe watch that movie one more time, but never will.
If you don't find the movie fun from scene to scene, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Because you can watch another show, something that has.
Yeah, I could watch The Leftovers, which is really kind of the same concept.
Because it is 2.5 hours. I mean, but I love that.
And The Leftovers is only probably 12 days. 30 hours.
Yeah, watch it or Vice. and then, so now I get into...
What if that's how you compared movies and TV? You were like, well, so this is 3 hours. Like, 3-hour movies don't seem as bad when you compare them with like, and that's a 20-hour...
I think that's true. I think there are, there's not two types of people, but I think some people like the idea of an open-ended larger form that they can kind of keep coming back to, and you can work with these.
I think also I like
grander themes.
My favorite thing about TV, like the reason I like TV, is part of me, even though this isn't true, feels like I'm part of it. Like I'm in the making of it because I'm there, I'm watching it, and like especially with not like the shows that come out full season.
Yeah.
But I feel like the amount of time that I spend, why I like sci-fi, I think, is because like when I'm not watching it, I'm like thinking about it. And I get to like just have these like little like, oh, I wonder if this is what's going to happen. Like just like I feel like I'm part of it. Mm-hmm. Whereas when I watch a movie, I go there for 2.5 hours. Unfortunately, often 3.5 hours. What the fuck are we doing? No. I'm just saying they're too long.
I think that's one of the reasons I like longer movies, though, is I do like...
You like
you
going
become,
there.
You almost have a... It's an easier... Not easier, but the expectation or the sort of setting allows you to have more of a relationship with the movie. Because literally, you have more of a relationship with the movie.
Yeah.
Just because you're in front of it for 3.5 hours instead of 90 minutes. That doesn't mean like longer movies are better. I just mean... It can be used to that advantage. Like, I think something like The Irishman did, which a lot of people said was too long, and I think it was too long. But part of it was, is like, by the end of that movie, you've lived part of this life with this guy. So you kind of have more investment. But that's why TV can be great. Like, because you're literally, like, you know, this doesn't happen as much, but you go back and check in every week with, like, this family or whatever.
Oh, and I still, I don't do it as much as I used to just because of how different it is. But I still have a lot of like check back in relationships with my TV.
Yeah. It's nice.
There's a lot of shows that I watch week to week, which is The 100 being one of them.
I know. Well, first of all, you're not going to wait for it to pile up.
I mean, I have and regretted it.
You like it week to week.
I do.
That's great.
Something to eat.
What? 11 through 15, I wasn't going to do. And then I realized like, if you do a top 10 for a
what
decade.
Wait a second.
No.
What? There's an 11 through 15.
I said that twice now already. This is the third time.
Didn't like...
Click. Well, so this is my explanation. Is like, you have a decade, it's 10 years. And you...
Oh my God.
I feel like you should have a top 15 or top 20.
These should have been in your honorable mentions. Keep going. Okay, continue.
So, for 11, I have Beginners. It's Mike Mills' movie before 20th Century Women. It was more focused on his dad. basically his father, after his mom passed away, came out as gay and sort of lived a second life. And he's played by Christopher Plummer in the movie, and Ewan McGregor plays the son. And basically, he has this sort of new life, but he almost immediately gets sick. And there's like this sort of like beauty in how limited his time is, but how he's sort of finding himself in that time. Yeah. And Ewan McGregor's in it, and Melanie Laurent is in it as the woman he sort of falls for during the movie. I just think it's a beautiful movie.
That sounds like a great movie. I should watch it.
Leave No Trace is a recent one, really recent.
I did like that.
Deborah Granik movie. I just rewatched that one, which I was like, why did I watch this again? But it's basically, I mean, I don't need to tell you what it's about, but that's a great one. Grand Budapest Hotel.
Love a Judi Dench.
What?
Oh, it's the wrong one. What am I thinking
of? What are you thinking of? Judi Dench. Oh, that's Marigold. I haven't seen that. I'm sure it's
you
great.
You haven't seen that?
No, or either one.
Wait, what's mine called again?
The Best Damn Exotic Marigold Hotel. Exotic Hotel, right?
Yeah, they say exotic a bunch of times.
No, Grand Budapest is a Wes Anderson.
Oh, I remember
it's
now.
It's a gorgeous movie. It's great.
He should get Judi Dench in.
his new one coming out has like an insane cast.
Is Judi Dench in it?
I don't know. I can't say that. Arrival, Amy Adams. And also the second movie from Denis Villeneuve.
That was one of my favorite movies to hear you talk about. Yes.
I think that was the last one that I've really like gone in deep with you.
Yeah. We need to get pizza more.
We need to get pizza. Oh, hey, I got pizza tonight. Delicious.
Oh my God.
Pizza, actually, number one thing for the decade, pizza. number 15, I went with Destroyer. Again, it's the music and it's a great performance from Nicole Kidman, and that's one that's pretty recent. I think that's totally recency bias, but when I compared it to some of the honorable mentions, I was like, fuck it, I'm going Destroyer. One can stop me. Those are my movies.
It's great.
Yeah. That's all I got. Did you like any of them? You like some, right?
I like some of those. Some of those are movies I like. Here's, want to hear my, like, a couple from the decade that I'm going to put in?
Of course I do.
Australia. Might not have been from this
not
decade.
Not from this decade.
I noted it. I guess 2009. No, I think it is from this decade.
Is it really?
2010 or 2011.
It's 2008.
I'm basing...
It's 2008. What? When you said it, I really thought it was like 2005.
I would have... Wait. Oh, I forgot how old I am.
Yeah, you're old now.
Yeah, I am old now. No, I confused graduating college with graduating high school. A classic, a tale as old as time.
I don't do that anymore.
Greatest Showman. That's next up. These are just the movies Hugh Jackman's been in recently. No, but Greatest Showman. It's not on your list, so it's going to be on mine.
Greatest Showman.
It wasn't on yours. I'll pick it up.
There's an exuberance to that movie that is catchy.
It's not very good.
I don't think it's very good. But it is. It was fun to watch. It was especially fun to watch with you, who adored it.
For some reason.
Really? I feel like if someone was like, do you want to come live in this world?
But
you'd say, okay, even though
it
would be a horrible
you?
Existence.
But Zendaya was in it.
I know. Zendaya, yeah.
And she was great.
She was great. She was with, what's his name, even though he's like...
Zac Efron.
Like 15 years older
than
her. This
is the greatest show. That's what everyone says after they listen to an episode of this podcast.
That's right. Is that right?
This is the greatest show.
Colin, if that's right.
Colin, with your opinions about the past decade.
We really want to hear this.
Yeah, because this is something that Ken really takes a lot of interest in. And I would also enjoy it, I think.
Please call in. I want three people to call in.
4-1-0.
If we don't hear three people. Yeah.
Wow.
4-3 equals one. If we don't get three people to call in, you're going to be zero.
Whoa.
Yeah, did you see what I did there?
Actually, no.
Can we cut this?
That was really complicated.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
Okay, so 410. Oh, you were doing the math off the phone number.
Don't act like it made sense.
It didn't. It didn't make any sense, but now that I repeat it. Okay, the number is 410-914-7374.
Perry.
Yeah, 410-914-PERRY. Feel free to give us a call. I think we should wrap this episode right now.
Yeah.
Because it feels done.
Yeah, it is done.
Okay, the cake is baked.
Next episode will be fully into 2020, ready to tackle the new decade.
Okay. Bye, everyone. Bye, Perry.
Bye, Perry.